From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Hallelujah. Oh, your amen is not. 1, 2, 1, 2. Praise the Lord. All right, let's pray. Father, speak to us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So, I want to just touch a little bit on why paying tithe doesn't work for some people, briefly, and then we will close. 10 reasons why tithing does not work for some people. Why, it's like what I'm even talking to you about tonight, about even the simple task of finding somebody to disciple. You see that when we become Christians, we even lose focus of what we become Christians for. You become a Christian to do what? You ask yourself, you become a Christian to do what? Why are you a Christian? Can you even answer that question? Why are you a Christian? Why did you give your life to Christ? Why did you give your life to Christ? Why? Why did you give your life to Christ? So the reason why Christianity may not be working for some people is the same category or the same level at which tithing also does not work for some people. Because Christianity, I don't think Christianity is working for some people. True or false? How many of you will honestly say that Christianity is not working for you? Honestly. You say it's not working for you. It's not working for you. It's not. It's a struggle. How many say Christianity is a struggle? Yeah. Everybody says it's a struggle. What were you expecting? There will not be a struggle? What, you don't know that Christianity is going to be a struggle all the time? It's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle because it is something that your natural self doesn't like. It is something you struggle because the devil doesn't want you to be a Christian. You have to understand those things. Yeah. So when you say it is a struggle, as if the struggle now should excuse you from your weakness and your lapses, it's not right. Because one of the first things you have to understand in Christianity is that you are going to struggle. You're going to struggle to obey God. You're going to struggle to live a righteous life. You're going to struggle to obey what God wants. That's why you don't have a disciple, because that's the struggle. So you have to constantly tell yourself, this thing that I've been asked, I will force and do it. That's why Sunday night I told you about firmness must be directed in quieting the enemy. You have to find ways of making sure that the struggles don't overtake you. And those of you who were listening to me last Sunday night, I spoke about power. Many of you don't have power. I have power. I tell you. Many of you Christians don't have power. It's true, Natasha. Many don't have power. So that is why there are certain things you can't overcome. There are certain things you can't rise above. If you can't rise above certain weaknesses and certain challenges, it's because you don't have power. That's why. And Jesus told us how to have power. One of the ways to have power is to pray. Be a prayerful person. I know many of you don't pray. So you can't have power. And therefore the struggle will become too real. Elijah suffered. Jesus also struggled. Anybody who has lived has struggled. It's not that you are the only one. It's not unique to you. Struggling in this life is not unique. It's a normal thing. Me, I'm struggling. I'm struggling with you. I'm struggling with your disobedience. It's also a struggle. Yeah, but am I going to say, okay, you know what? I check out. I finish. No. I have to try and overcome the struggle you are giving to me in this house here. Yeah? That's what it is. I'm struggling with you too because you don't listen to me. It's a struggle. So how do you deal with people who don't listen to you? That's the struggle. How can you even preach from your heart and pray for them when they don't listen to you? It's a struggle. Pastor Gerald was telling me that somebody is requesting to meet me. I said, I cannot see myself meeting that individual. Yeah, I don't even have 1 minute. Let me say second to sit down and listen to whatever nonsense that person has to say. I don't have the time. I don't. You can be in this church, you don't say anything, you don't follow anything, you just be here and then you want to request to see me. I'm even feeling afraid that if you come to my office, you are coming to even kill me in my office. You don't talk to me, you don't say anything to me. You're requesting to see me. For what? For what? How come all of a sudden you want to meet me? I don't have even 1 second to meet that individual. Yeah. So Christianity is a fight. You have to speak to yourself. You have to speak to yourself. You have to develop power over your life. You need power. The Holy Ghost gives power. I tell you. Yeah, you have to. You see, you have to apply yourself. That is the problem we don't have. We that's the thing we don't have. If you look at the Indians, they are very forceful. Though. Indians are very forceful than us black people. Yeah, and they work together. Black people don't like to work hard unless somebody is like a slave driver. Black people don't like to work hard. That's why black people don't prosper also. We have excuses. So when it comes to Christianity, we don't want to apply ourselves to the Christian faith. We don't want to do the hard work. It's hard work. Oh, to wake up and pray. To read your Bible. To fast. To listen to messages. To come to church routinely. Every week. What? You have to apply yourself to it. But you see, you have to see the reasons why you have to do those things. And even the benefits that comes from that. You, if your small mind cannot understand that, you will not even be motivated to do them. That helps in your struggles. And if you don't do these things, God is just going to fold his arms and look at you in your struggles. I tell you. Because he's a just God. He can't help people who are lazy and don't want to do anything. He's a just God. So, 10 reasons why paying tithe does not work for some people. Tithing does not work for some people. Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Briefly, we're closing. So, that's for the struggle there. It's part of it. I have to find a way to break out of the struggles. Jackman has come, isn't it? He was missing a few minutes ago. And Prince is also here. Ash. Yes. All right, sir. Carla, why are you looking at me? Okay. All right. Good night also. If you're saying good night, I'm also saying good night. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things work together. All things work together. All things work together. All things work together. So if you pay tithe, you have to understand that it's not just tithing. You will have to have, you see, just giving the 10% doesn't just necessarily mean that you have actually provoked a blessing in a certain sense. Yeah, always when it comes to church, you have to do so many things. When it comes to church, that's why church, those who are in charge of churches and the churches are not working. It's because of what they are not doing. You have to do so many things. As simple as somebody's last name, you have to know. As simple as somebody's age, you have to know. As simple as spending time, like Jalana was saying, somebody fractured the shoulder or whatever. As simple as going to visit that person in that moment of their life, you have to do it. As something as simple as knowing how many people came to the church, knowing who didn't come, the first timer, to teach them, to know what to teach them, and all of that. It is so many things that you do to make things work together. So when you just take your tithe and give it, you also have to understand that it is not just paying tithe. That's why tithe has not worked for many people. Because you don't understand that it's not just the tithe that you pay. It comes with things, and that's what we are trying to look at. Somebody gonna follow me tonight. The first reason why tithing does not work for some people is that tithing does not work for some because they do not recognize God's provision when it comes. They do not recognize God's provision when it comes. They do not recognize God's provision when it comes. 2 Kings chapter 5. Verse 13. Not recognizing God's provision when it comes. What does it mean? When you tithe, what do you look for in return? Jojo, is it money you are looking for in return? Then you say that tithing didn't work for you. Because who told you that it's always going to be money you get in return? Because God's provisions are not limited to money. Yeah? When God Almighty is going to provide for you, do you think that He doesn't have anything else to give to you than money? That is why, for some people, they say, you know what, this tithing thing, I've been paying tithe for many years, I'm not seeing my way. What do you call seeing my way? Look at Naaman the Syrian. The Bible says that he went to see Elisha for a miracle. And Elisha did not even come out to speak to him. And he was so annoyed that a captain, that a commander of his caliber would travel from Syria and come to Israel. And then a prophet who doesn't have anything, walks around in some buktok and some singlet, can stay in his house and send his servant to come and talk to him. He couldn't handle it. And many of us can't handle those things too. If it's not the bishop saying it, you hearing nothing. You're not talking to no secretary. You don't even like the secretary. You're not talking to no pastor. I want a bishop. You don't even know how to even handle the bishop. If you are like that, you will hardly recognize God's provision for your life. Because you are somebody who has already defined how God should come to you. And therefore, you cannot also, God will not subject himself to your mediocre or simplicity-mindedness. He's too great, he's too big for him to use that channel that you are expecting for him to use. So people like Naaman the Syrian, many things don't work for them. Because the expectations are very defined. As I come to Israel, the prophet must come and see me. And they do magic. And I should be healed. And then the gift that I brought, I should be able to hand it over to him. He should be able to receive it. And then, so it's like everything that I've calculated, everything that I'm expecting, that is what it must happen. And that's how we come to God. Many of us come to God with a certain expectation, thinking that that's exactly, you see, sometimes you don't even know what you need. You don't even know what you need. Yeah. I remember when I got saved. One of the things that some of us used to do when we got saved in 1989 was that if you have a girlfriend, you try to bring your girlfriend to church. Because you can't leave your girlfriend. You think that God is calling you and your girlfriend. How many have tried that before? Yes, it still happens. It still happens. Oh, I was on my girlfriend's case to come to church. You know what was in my mind? So I could continue the thing in church. What else? Why should my girlfriend come to church? So it's like we are under some okay covering. So in the church now, it doesn't look bad. Because I'm not doing it in the world. I'm in the church and it's sister, brother, right? So it's almost as if you got an illegal license to do the foolishness you used to do when you're in the world. Yeah. Oh, I forced the girl will come this Sunday and then two Sundays, three Sundays, she won't come. He's like, actually, what? The devil is talking to you. You know, you go to hell. Yeah. God is telling you, you, something wrong with the way you're expecting things. Yeah, you push her to the front to give her life to Christ. Yeah. So that when I talk to Bishop and he asks whether you've given your life to Christ, I can say, yes, he came. Oh, last Sunday, she was a girl wearing the yellow dress, giving her life to Christ. Yeah, O'Malley. Delon, are you following? So we come to church, we come to God, everything we do, we seem to have a calculated expectation. Think that God is like a small toy. That when we press like that, No. You have to do, you have to read, understand his word, and do what you have read to provoke a particular type of blessing. Naaman went to Elisha, and when Elisha told him to go and bathe 7 times in the Jordan River, listen to what he said. He said, get out of here. Jordan River? That's how many people like to go to churches that proclaim and profess magic. Yeah. Yeah. They want to touch what they expect to touch. But ladies and gentlemen, you cannot take away the scripture that says that seek ye first. You can't take away that scripture. You cannot. No matter what you do. Yeah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. It means that the things about God and about church and about his kingdom, that is what you must look for and look after first. And God says that, I'm God.
I will add all other things to you. We say, nah. I will go for the all other things. Me get time for CQ first. You are not, I am not greater than the word of God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So this scripture, you can't break it. You can't override this scripture. You can't ignore this scripture and go for miracle and go for breakthrough and go for money without seeking the kingdom first and then expecting to be blessed. You can't make it. It will not happen. It will not happen. It's like you're trying to open a safe and then you want to use the wrong code. Now listen, you can't open a safe. You cannot. You cannot. Seek it first. Seek it first. Come to God without an expectation. Sometimes the expectation rather actually makes us confused. Yes, Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and I will heavy laden and I will give you rest. But that is salvation. That is not necessarily your problems. God is not interested in your problems. He's interested in your soul. God loves you with your problems anyway. Who told you he wants your problems to go? He loves you. Who told you that God says, come unto me, all ye that labor. It is more salvation. Those who are labored with laboring sin. Restless sin, guilt, that you are nobody, that you, he said, come with that problem. I'll take it away and then make you feel light and feel fresh. Not that your problem of not having money or your problem of not having a husband, that is what you should bring him. Yeah. What about if he doesn't want you to marry? What about if he doesn't want you to get rich? And some of us, God has to protect us from getting rich.
That's right.
Because that'll be the end of our lives in this world. All ye that labor and I will heavily, and I'll give you rest. Give me 20. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. If you are learning from Jesus, what are you going to learn? Somebody who didn't marry, somebody who didn't have a house, somebody who didn't have a car, somebody who didn't have clothes, somebody who didn't have money, but always had something to eat. That's what he said. Learn. No, shall we? We are not learning. And I can't preach this message everywhere because some people will not like me. I'm not going back to that church. They couldn't solve my problem for me. But your problem will not be solved if you are not after the kingdom. Who should do something for you when you are not concerned about a person's interest? Who on earth? Oh, you think God is different? Who on earth do you, who has power? Boss man has a job, and then you are not concerned about the job, but you're concerned about your money and that he should give you money without you doing the job. How many of us go to work and don't work and get a salary? Why do we want to come to God and don't want to seek his kingdom? But all other things we are looking for, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't work like that. So drop your expectations. That's what I will tell you. Drop your expectations. Because you go through constant psychological disturbances and doubts and whether God loves you and whether you're in the right thing and whether you will survive in this thing. It is because of the wrong expectations you have. Your expectations are wrong. There are churches that give you that promote those wrong expectations. They're not here. They're not here. There are churches that promote those things. They'll give you things. They'll give you what you. They'll pray for you for what you want. They'll pray for you what all of that. But no. Here at the Lighthouse Chapel International, here at the Shepherd House International, here at the United Denomination, we promote the kingdom first. The kingdom first. Over here, we promote the kingdom first. That is what. It is the kingdom first that has brought me where I am. I left riches. I left money. I left opportunities in Europe. And I came here. Seeking the kingdom first. Just in case you think that what I'm talking, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I left money. I left Europe. And I came here to submit and subject myself to a system. You see, when you watch, sometimes I just tell myself, when you watch this YouTube, bishop on YouTube, and they are doing programs and bishops are there with their regalia, I could also be sitting down there with my mitre, my thing, with my staff, walking like that. I say, hey, I see Bishop Collins. It's like we are not bishops. It is a kingdom. So expectations are away. You see, nobody denies themselves and take up a cross with an expectation. If you are sent to jail, what is your expectation? You spend the time. Thank you. What time, bread? Yeah. But these days, jail has changed. When you go to jail, you want a cell phone. You want to be able to talk to friends and family. And you want to be on Facebook and do Facebook in jail. Yeah, because we can't come without a certain baggage. So we come, we pay tithe, yes. But it's like, God, as I'm giving you this 4,000, I'm expecting 8 in return. I'm expecting more. Lord, I'm expecting money to go and buy this TV at courts. But so then eventually you tend to come to believe that this tithe thing doesn't work. But you see, something as simple as how you look. You don't know how the people in your area think that you are so rich. Well, you see, Prince is acknowledging what I'm saying. That people in your area think that you are so rich, not knowing that you know your pocket. When they look at you, they say, what? And you yourself don't even appreciate or even see that thing on you. Because your expectation is that money must come into your pocket. And if money doesn't come into your pocket, then the tithing system is not working for you. Why tithe does not work for some people? It's not because it doesn't work. It's because of your expectation. What you are expecting is not what God is giving you. So you say, hey, Jolinas, I've known you. You've worked in one place all these years. True or false? I've seen people's picture in the newspaper saying, this person doesn't do business for this company anymore. As I've known Jolene since what, 2006, 2007? She has worked there for 12, 13 years. This way in Lamaha Street.
Lamaha Street, yeah. We have the shop in Lamaha Street.
You can easily not see that. That is God's blessings. You can easily not see that. Yeah. Yeah. Whilst Jomel has changed jobs about 200 times. You should compare it and see. But no. Maybe you think that after all this job, staying in one job for 10 years, I'm even bored. Are you? That is why we are not even able to manage the resources God gives us, because we don't even treasure that thing he has given to us, as he is the one who is blessing us through a certain way.
My God.
Why tithe does not work for you? You go back to Naaman this year. The guy had his own expectation. I'll do this, and I should be blessed anyway. I'll come for Sunday morning, and I should still be taken care by God anyway. Really? Really? Really, really, really? Where's the name on the Syrian chapter verse? 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 13. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, would you not have done it? All that he's saying is that go into the Jordan River and wash yourself 7 times and be clean. You should actually say, is that it? How many times? 7? Are you sure it's not 14 times? Only 7? Thank you very much. Verse 14, the guy didn't understand. Then went he down and dipped himself seven times. So somebody had to say, you know what? You can't always pay tithe and expect money to come to you. It's this clothes that you wear. You seem to get clothes. People seem to give you things. You seem to have clothes. You change yourself every Sunday. And you don't even work anywhere, really. And yet you're expecting millions in your bank account because you pay tithe. Millions? Okay, it's thieves who have millions. So if you start getting millions, the bank people will be calling you. Ask around who has millions in their bank accounts. Anybody who has that is the bank who has given it to them for a particular purpose. Yeah. And then there's a problem with it. The beauty of riches is that you don't seem to have savings, but you seem to be able to afford and able to do everything you want to do and want to see accomplished. That is the mystery and the beauty of riches in Christ Jesus. I've said it before, if you remember. I've said it that if your father is a rich man and you don't have money in your pocket, you don't think about how you can accomplish something. I don't really need to have money on me when my father is a rich man. But if I bring the issue, he'll pay for it. I don't need to have money in my pocket to feel that I'm a child of God. The fact that I don't have money in my pocket even makes me more of a child of God. You know, when we had the baptism last Saturday, by the time I was leaving the baptism, somebody had given me an envelope because they were baptized. After coming out of the pool, the result is offering. I went there to baptize people, not thinking about money. How do you baptize people and think about money? Money will come out of the water? Oh, please, then let me go to that place every Saturday so I will fish money out of the pool. Anybody saw money? Did you see money from in the pool?
No, Bishop.
Just water. Yet when I was returning, I had a Holy Ghost white dove envelope.
What an example.
Yeah. Just like that. Oh, the money's gone somewhere else already. Listen, how can you be jealous of me when I am seeking the kingdom and you are driving around seeking other things?
No, sure.
You can't be jealous of me. Don't be jealous. Just do what I'm doing also so you will get what I'm also getting. That's what you must do. I don't know why he's smiling, he's laughing. Yeah. Disciple people, do the work of God. Seek the kingdom first. You'll be surprised. We tend to believe that there is no supernatural way for God to take care of us. We our minds are so defined as to how I will get blessed. The guy went ahead with that simple advice he wasn't expecting to get. And look at what happened. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you there are a million ways that God take care of you through your tithing. Million ways. You have to take out the barriers and the borders out of your head. When was the last time you were admitted at the hospital? Yeah. You rather visit people at the hospital, rather you don't get sick. It's only a cold. And so even a cold will keep you out of church. So I got a cold. The cold get me bad. Hey, really? You wait. The cold got you bad, so you didn't come to church? I've never seen anybody that cold get so bad that they can't come to church. It's because you don't see where God is providing for you from the tithing you're paying. You will come to church with your cold and your heat. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, let's learn. Let us not be like Naaman the Syrian, who said what? Seven times in the pool? Is that the only way? I didn't think like that. What an insult. I've paid tithe. I don't see my way. What do you mean by you don't see your way? Do you have eyes really to see? Maybe you are rather blind rather than you don't see your way. Maybe you are rather blind. Yeah. You have to see that all things is not just one way or one thing. If you give and you don't get money in return, don't be disappointed. Something else is coming your way. Stand to your feet tonight. Hallelujah. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you,
give me you.
Oh.
Everything else can wait.
Yes, Lord, we mean it tonight.
Give me you. I hope I'm not too late.
Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
It's me, it's me. Father, tonight, thank you for your word. It's as sweet as honey in our mouth. Let us hold on to this word of truth. Help us as we continue steadfastly to tithe, to give out of our increase the very first and the very best, and knowing that you are God who can supply and who supplies through many avenues and many channels. Thank you for blessing our time and our fellowship tonight. In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760. or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.